This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is
Fight Disciples.
The breaking news in the world of boxing is that Ryan Garcia has returned two positive voluntary anti-doping tests for the performance-enhancing drug Osterine. These tests were taken on April 19th and April 20th, the day before, and the day of his fight with Devin Haney. There's lots to unpack on this video. Before we get stuck in, make sure you like and subscribe to the Fight Disciples channel. We are across everything when it comes to fight sports, whether it be boxing, whether it be MMA. We are right in the thick of it, and we're right in the thick of this. So please like and subscribe to the channel so you never miss out on any of our content. Last night, I'm sat there. I'm enjoying Canelo Alvarez going full Tony Montana on Oscar De La Hoya, back and forth in the build-up to Canelo versus Jaime Munguia. And then I wake up this morning and the big news is that Ryan Garcia has popped hot as per voluntary anti-doping. There's lots to unpack on this. But what, my man, are your initial reactions?
Does that mean Devin Haney's still undefeated? Hey, I think that's probably what Devin Haney's thinking right now. Just massive disappointment because this felt like a huge step forward for boxing. And listen, I've got nothing wrong with what Uncle Turkey's doing in Saudi Arabia. Cool, man. Crack on. The money's coming in. Brilliant. As long as, you know, the fighters are getting paid and a big fight to be made, I'm all in. But there's also an element of, you know, we don't want boxing to die in the US. That's traditionally been the strongest market. We've got this golden era of fighters around these weight divisions. And Ryan Garcia taking on Devin Haney was a huge fight. And Ryan Garcia, with his mental capacity, his actions in the build-up, brought an awful lot of eyeballs to that fight. And the fight, or at least from Devin Haney's Ryan Garcia's position, absolutely delivered. He was sensational. It was his legacy-defining moment as a professional so far. So what, he didn't make weight. So what, he didn't become a world champion. He did something most people didn't think he could do. He lived in that moment, and he absolutely thrived in that moment. And we come away from it going, wow, not only is he just basically lit the blue touch paper on his own career to become the biggest star in boxing, but also he's just saved the promotion, golden boy. Oscar De La Hoya's promotion would have been out for the count had he lost, and Munguia, as we expect, loses this weekend. But no, salvation for everybody. New life in American boxing. The West Coast boxing's alive again. And Ryan Garcia is the poster boy. He's fantastic. And then you read these headlines and then you see what's happened. And then you suddenly get the realization of, not only did he behave ridiculously in the build-up to that fight, consciously or subconsciously, not only did he fail to make weight, not only did he fail to submit his contract obligations to compete for the world title, but there's also a strong possibility here that he absolutely PED cheated as well. Oh, as I tweeted this morning, Ad, two steps forward boxing and then fucking three steps back.
Let me give you some facts and figures in and around this, because it is still up in the air. Nothing is concluded as of yet. We've just been given the information, as have you, that there are two tests that Ryan Garcia has failed as per voluntary anti-doping. So let me give you the facts and figures. I've made a few notes regarding the timeline of how all this plays out, and I'll try and give you some type of solution as to how this is going to be resolved.
You love this AC12, don't you? You love this stuff. He loves the seats, this lad.
Hastings is back, ladies and gentlemen. I know you miss me, but I'm here. Now then, as we know, Ryan Garcia gave urine samples to voluntary anti-doping on April the 19th and April 20th. That's the day of the weigh-in and the day of the fight. I'm assuming, and I shouldn't assume in this situation, but I'm assuming that given normal protocol, the test on April the 20th is his post fight test, because they don't normally test pre-fight. So post-fight test on April the 20th. And both of those tests have returned positive findings for Osterine. Now, both of those tests, by the way, are still being screened for further performance-enhancing drugs, one of which being norandosterone. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later on. What is Osterine? That's the big question that you're
sounds
asking.
Sounds familiar, right? Osterine sounds familiar.
Very familiar. We've come across it on countless occasions, especially in fight sports. Osterine is the drug that Amir Khan received a ban for from UK anti-doping in the aftermath of his fight with Kell Brook. Osterine, what it does is it attaches itself to proteins within the body. That enables, obviously, the body to grow muscle. It's also, and this is key, I'll bring this back up in a minute, a fat burner and it has cardiovascular benefits. It has been on the World Anti-Doping Banned List since 2008. So it's been there for a long period of time. They know that it's got major benefits, especially when it comes to fight sports. Ryan Garcia has denied via various social media posts, I'm sure you've seen all these, his video, his tweets, his all that type of stuff, that he has ever taken any performance-enhancing drugs. Devin Haney, who Ryan Garcia beat, of course, on April the 20th, has also responded via social media in an extremely, in my opinion, dignified manner after the revelations. I'm sure maybe that might change once we have more confirmed information on this situation. Now, what happens next? Garcia has 10 days to ask for his B sample to be tested. You hear this all the time in drug testing, don't you? B sample, B sample, B sample. Where's the B sample? Well, the B sample and the A sample are the same sample of urine. Let's get that absolutely nailed on. They are split into two pots to avoid lab contamination. It's to protect the fighter. In all my time, and all probably his time, reporting on this crazy sport, I have never known of a B sample to come back with a different result to the A sample. I'm not denying it. It doesn't happen, because it does happen. But in all my time covering this type of stuff, the B sample normally plays out the exact same way that the A sample, because it is the same sample of urine. Osterine, and this is an interesting point to bring up, because we've had experience of this from covering the UFC. Osterine is often put into supplements illegally. Supplement companies around the world, they want you to feel good when you drink their portion or you take their powder or whatever it may be. So when you go to the gym and you're doing your weights and you're doing your whatever, you want to come out after drinking that. Oof, I'm feeling a little bit bigger. I've got a little bit of a pump on the shoulders there. I've got a little bit of a pump on the bicep. So Osterine is often used by supplement companies illegally in their supplements. They don't list it on the list of ingredients. They just put it in there to make you feel good so you come back and buy more of their products. The UFC have had problems with this in the past, with various athletes failing for Osterine. So what the UFC have done is obviously make their own supplements. They have a set of supplements that has the UFC gold sticker on, and UFC athletes use those supplements. If they use something that doesn't have the gold sticker on, they're on their own. If they fail and they've been using a supplement that doesn't have the sticker on it, you get yourself in an awful lot of bother. Obviously, boxing doesn't have that situation for its fighters, but I'm just giving you the caveat that there are supplement companies out there that do use Osterine illegally in their supplements. Either way, right, this is not a good look for Ryan Garcia. The reason why it's not a good look for Ryan Garcia is because if you think about this, on the day that he failed to make weight, he missed weight by 3.2 pounds. He was supposed to hit 140 and he came in at 143.2. On the day that he failed to make weight, he gave a urine sample to voluntary anti-doping, which returned a positive finding of a known fat burner. We are led to believe that he has passed all his other previous voluntary anti-doping tests. VADA was obviously connected to this because the WBC title was supposed to be on the line, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, for me, this massively changes the perspective of Ryan Garcia's win over Devin Haney. There was a cloud over it anyway with him missing weight. He didn't hit 140. Yeah. No. But now there's an even bigger cloud over it. What could happen next? Well, obviously we're waiting to see what Ryan Garcia does with this B sample. Like I said, B samples normally return the same results as A samples, but it might not. But we have to wait 10 days for that situation. There will then probably be a hearing with the New York State Athletic Commission where this fight took place. Off the back of that, there's likely, and again, this is now spitballing and guessing. We shouldn't really guess in this situation, but this is the likely outcome. There'll likely be a fine. There'll likely be a suspension. The result of the fight will be overturned. So Devin Haney will go back to being undefeated. And the biggest moment of Ryan Garcia's professional career will be scrubbed from his record. That is the situation that we currently find ourselves in. They are the facts and figures regarding the thing that has been caught in his system. And that is the likely outcome. An absolute mess.
Yeah, it really is. It's a thumb in the eye for boxing, you know, because as I say, it was such a huge moment. It was the biggest fight in boxing this year so far, and it absolutely delivered for high drama and for turning the tables on its head. You know, it was a fight that basically most pundits out there absolutely believed that Ryan Garcia wasn't in the right frame of mind and Devin Haney was going to wipe the floor with him. So when the opposite happened, it obviously generated a ton of headlines. It really promoted Ryan Garcia. I got two ways of coming at this now. Obviously, again, it's boxing, as I say, getting a thumb in the eye where mainstream goes, you know what? You had me back again. You pulled me back in boxing. And now look what you've done. You've let me down again. You're going to overturn that result. I'm sick of it. And this is just a repetitive process that boxing has with these situations. In terms of Ryan Garcia, obviously his video that he posted in the early hours of this morning, comparing it to fake news like I was Donald Trump was the headline. And then he proceeds to put out a video basically saying, I would never cheat. I've never cheated. I don't even know where to get drugs from. All this kind of stuff. The problem with this video is that we've just followed you for 8 weeks behaving the way you did. And afterwards you went, ha-ha, fooled you. I was lying all the time. I was actually of sound mind. And I played just all like a fiddle. And I turned up and done the business. Boom. Take that, boxing. And in the immediate aftermath, we all went, well, maybe he's right. Maybe he was playing us all like a fiddle. And we didn't. But the certain media, I told you. I knew he was playing everyone. I could tell it was. But he's just come out and gone, I've just barefaced lied to you all for 8 weeks and had my way. And now his whole defense is coming out and saying, I wouldn't lie. I wouldn't take drugs. Not the type of person I am. God, no, all this kind of nonsense.
Good point.
I think he's made the bed that he's now going to have to lie in. You are a proven liar because you lied to us for 8 weeks, you said.
Or you're telling us that you did, yeah.
Exactly. And now you're coming out and going, I don't lie. I would never do anything like that. I think the timing of it is mental because literally as this broke, you're across town with the Canelo Munguia press conference, and you've got Oscar De La Hoya screaming and shouting, calling Canelo a drug cheat and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And then what goes and happens? His prize asset, the guy that saved his entire company in the last few weeks, is actually gone and popped hot and potentially proven to be a drug cheat. It's just, honest to God, this is boxing couldn't be any more boxing right now if it fucking tried. It's absolutely insane. As regards to what goes forward, everybody deserves the opportunity, their day in court, everything else. You made a good point before about the UFC having their own approved supplement line. Well, guess what? Sport has that. We have it here in the UK and we have it in the US. There is an approved line of supplements, which is approved by VADA, that have a little badge on that says we rigorously test these products and we approve you to use them. And if you're a professional athlete, we have the same thing in the UK. It's got a UK approved, whatever it is. There's a UK approved by UCAD approved line of supplements. It's not a UCAD, you know, manufactured supplement line. It's a supplement that you make, you send to UCAD and go, this is completely clean. Please approve it. They approve it. Yes, professional athletes use this line of supplements. The same thing goes on in the US. If you're a professional athlete and you use anything without that sticker on, then you open yourself up to a tainted supplement, as Adam explained earlier on. But guess what? That is still, you're still liable for what you put in your body. You're still responsible there. Now, you can take that supplement company to court. You can do all that kind of stuff, absolutely. But you are responsible for what you put in your body. For Ryan Garcia's whole defense to be, yo, bro, don't come at me like Donald Trump. Fake news. You know, I wouldn't lie to you. That is not good enough. He's going to have to defend himself. As soon as this B sample gets cleared, Then we're going to have a full investigation, of course, and then he'll have his day in court, and then hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it. Hopefully it won't be a Conor Benn situation where it gets kicked down the road and everything else. This needs to be sorted out because, with all due respect, the Conor Benn furor was UK-based. No one in the US really give two fucks who Conor Benn is. This is different. This is Ryan Garcia. We talked about it in the aftermath of the win over Devin Haney.
This is the face of boxing, man.
This is the face of world boxing right now. This, honestly, this could be an maybe not to Saudi boxing. Maybe Uncle Turkey's going, look at them. See, I'm cleaning the sport up. Come over here. This could be, honestly, this could be a terminal position right now for boxing in North America if this goes pear-shaped. Because the amount of eyeballs this brought in with Ryan Garcia's social following, this thing blows up, you may never get those people back again. It's ridiculous.
Absolute mess. That's our immediate reaction. Like I said, there'll be more information coming our way, no doubt, on this particular story in the upcoming weeks. I've no doubt there'll be plenty of social media posts over the next 24 to 48 hours. But they're the facts, they're the figures. That's where we currently stand right now. As and when we get more information, we'll throw it your way. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Very simple to do. The little red square underneath Nick's window there. Hit it. It'll ask you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll never miss out on any of our boxing stuff. You'll never miss out on any of our MMA stuff. And when there's breaking news like this, you'll never miss out on any of this stuff as well. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, subscribe via iTunes.